Larry, what do you say I pick your brain and let's talk about hunting out in open country, which is much of the High Plains?
You know, we're so very fortunate and blessed in so many different ways with the habitat that we have, everything from the bird hunting to waterfowl hunting to great fishing when we have water in certain areas. But hunting seasons are not that far away. Of course, bird seasons will come first. But, you know, a lot of us are interested in pronghorn antelope and mule deer and whitetail. And we deal with a lot of open country, thankfully, to some of the CRP programs. And the fact that we do have high plains with tall grass and there's a lot of wildlife in there. So it comes down to a matter of really paying attention to the sun, paying attention to the wind, and then using really good optics to spot that animal that you want to go after. Because a lot of times all you're looking at is tall grass with maybe just the tips of the antlers poking out. So it's a matter of trying to figure out how to approach that animal, get close enough, whether you're hunting with a bow or whether you're hunting with a rifle or even a muzzleloader, since we have some great muzzleloader seasons as well. But comes down to real hunting, to paying attention to that animal and paying attention to his ears and his eyes and what he thinks or what you think that animal's smelling at the same time.
You know, Larry, in difference to mountain hunting, which you're sitting on the side of a hill and glassing with a spotting scope and you can see miles and miles, a lot of time in the High Plains, more open country, you have to pick a certain section and use the terrain to your advantage. Just a little rolling hill or a knoll, whatever, can be used to your advantage to get up within, say, rifle or especially bow range, can it?
You're right. You know, there, as you mentioned, there are little rills and there are little areas, too, where maybe there's been a little accumulation of a little bit more water, where maybe you've got some taller sunflowers or something like that that you can use to your advantage to get a little bit closer to this animal. So it takes a lot of planning, and if there's any way that you can get up from a little bit of a higher vantage point over the years, I've used old windmill towers or even parked a pickup and crawled up as tall as I could on top of it to, you know, kind of pick out not just the animal, but then also to plan that approach or that stalk.
Larry, it's definitely a waiting game and patience is required. And, you know, what you're oftentimes looking for is a part of the deer. Seldom ever, you know, in my years of hunting, sometimes you do. You'll see the whole animal. But, you know, say a big trophy buck is bedded down. You may just get a glint of sun off of an antler, or you might see the whole ear flicker, but you have to really train yourself to look for minute details, don't you?
You really do. As I was saying in the beginning, you know, you may just see the tip of an antler, as you mentioned too, just the glint of the sun off an antler, or a dark spot, or maybe just the slightest little bit of a horizontal line where everything else is vertical. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of patience in terms of glassing, and may be able to pick that animal out that's out there. And he may be fairly close, or he may be a long way out there as well. The game is still getting close. That's where, to me, the great satisfaction of the hunt comes in, is trying to get as close to an animal as you can.
That's true. And I bow hunt a lot, Larry, and I guarantee you I've never had an endeavor that's more challenging than getting within bow range of a buck in open country. It can be done. You know, you won't succeed every time, but if you play the wind right, and learn to kind of watch the body language on a deer that you're hunting, it can be done, as the record books, especially in Kansas, will attest. I mean, there's some monster deer taken by spot and stalk, not only bow hunting, but, you know, rifle hunting, too.
As I said, we're so very fortunate throughout the High Plains with the quality of the animals that we have and the diversity that we have. I mean, we got some great hunting seasons coming up, and it's not going to be anything but fun as it gets closer.
Well, I can't hardly wait, Larry, and I know you're pawing the ground yourself. You know, maybe the next time we get together, I'd like to pick your brain about scrape hunting. How about you think that might be of interest to a lot of our listeners?
Absolutely. If they're like I am, it's a total learning process every time you go out, and the more that you can learn, the better hunter you're going to be, but also the more enjoyable your hunts are going to be as well.